This is my understanding of what she wanted to contribute.
I started volunteering at the station when Dwayne was still there at the end, like in December or so, and January, and then OBDK came on, and he hired me to help with the upcoming fund drive that was in March. That's when I started being there more often. I was just supposed to be helping with the fund drive, and I started helping just with the backlog of work that was there in the membership department and sending out premiums and such. And there was the level of dysfunction and neglect that I found in that department was shocking. You know, our listenership has been going down for the last 15 years. Everybody says, you know, well, Dwayne was running the station into the ground. It is true. It was time for a change in management, and that was a really good thing, and it's always exciting with new, fresh ideas and blood when a new manager comes on. And so we, you know, the more things that I was finding, I mean, the membership and the listenership is going down all these years. It's half of what it was in 2002 when Dwayne took over. It was like 12,000 members at the time, it's 6,000 or something now. We have fewer and fewer people calling in, but the ones that are calling in were not being taken care of, and they were being completely disrespected. People are making, you know, hundreds of dollars in pledges and their premiums never even ordered, or the ones that were ordered not sent out, they call in, they're disrespected on the phone. There was just so many different things. Some of it was just careless mistakes. I can understand that. There's a lot of, you know, kind of really redundant hard work in there, but there's other ones that were obviously lazy. There's other ones that didn't understand the process. As I came in, there were specific ways to do everything to make sure that nothing slips through the cracks, you know, the credit cards would get charged and things like that. The processes aren't being followed, you know, and so then I would find these things, and I made a big stack. And my job became fixing all the things that Chris was doing wrong. And I'm sorry, but that was really hurting your radio station, you guys. This was not a simple thing this is the guy in charge of your membership that is calling in. So, people have asked me many times over the years, won't you be the manager of Figure 10? I don't want to do it because I don't want to make tough decisions like that, you know? He's a nice guy, he's a talented music programmer, but he was in the wrong job. And I brought over to UK a giant stack of stuff that was just like every kind of mistake that there could be. You check, you know, 6 pledges and 5 of them were wrong in some way. So, and there was training that I was getting, you know, that we invited. I didn't know that some of the things he actually refused to learn how to do, didn't know how to do it, you know, and so he had this other way, you know, that I don't want to keep going into it, but I just want you guys to understand that your radio, you're losing your donor base, that was a change that needed to happen.
I have a question, Wendy. So you presented this to OBDK, is that correct?
Yes.
You made him aware of the situation.
Yeah.
And you wanted him to get rid of the guy.
No, I didn't say
or
any
do,
of
or
that.
Do something.
I was just, you've got to be realizing what's going on up here, you know.
Okay.
And as far as problems between Rhonda and Chris, Rhonda, you know, had been pointing these same kinds of things out to Dwayne, but she didn't know the level of it because I had more time to, that, you know, I had more time to start fixing stuff. But after everything did change, you know, we found boxes of pledges and checks on the shelf made to look like some coffee cups up there that was just stuff that was shoved in the, you know, taped up and things that, you know, in the trash. And it was just really upsetting. None of you all would have, you all, if had you been aware of that, you would have understood. Now, of course, there's a, you know, you could give a warning and a talking to you, but this was stuff it wasn't going to be fixable all the way, you know. So anyway, that's what I really wanted to say, is that I've been just hearing this over and over again, that, you know, that great, well, that it, that all those things were the same thing, and that one was different. There's nothing more important than your donor base when you're a nonprofit and you insist on donations.
Can you tell me who trained Chris?
Robin trained Chris. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there when Chris got there. I started to say this, that as we were having more trainings, like we brought in Lydia, who used to be the membership director, came in and she gave us additional training, and we invited Chris and he refused to come. And I thought that was because he knew everything, you know, but
he didn't know how to.
The simplest things I found, he didn't really know how to do. And he would go through all the papers and write stuff down and order premiums from that, but you can't tell if the people paid, you can't tell that it was shipped, you can't, you know, it's you can't do it that way, because you end up buying stuff that the people never even paid for, and that doesn't work either. There are specific systems that, you know, that is how you do it.
Did you understand what Dr. Kamau was doing as related to Chris? You did training and you hadn't been there as long?
I understand, yeah, that nobody wants to fire somebody. I mean, and especially, I understand the politics and everything, too, of course. I've been, you know, following Pacifica forever. No new guy wants to come in and fire people when they haven't been there, you know.
As a former executive director for another group, do you think that maybe Dr. Kamau wanted to give him a chance?
That's all fine. But
well, that's answering the question, because that kind of thing doesn't happen overnight. Do you know why Dwayne Bradley did not fire Chris?
No, but I think he, you know, had gotten so comfortable. He didn't want to do anything crappy, anything uncomfortable. You know, Dwayne didn't have the spine. Did someone just say spine? Yeah.
Could it be that a white guy really didn't want to fire the black guy, but wanted the black guy to fire the black guy to work there?
You know, I'm not going to get involved in all that. I don't know what's in anybody's head, but I know, yeah, I'm sure Dwayne didn't want to fire a black guy. I mean, Dwayne only hired black people for the positions, you know, so... I'm not getting involved in all that. I don't know. I'm talking about salary positions with benefits.
You don't have to respond to me.
Yeah. But that said, did you feel like there was a possibility that what Dr. Kamau was doing would work? Did you personally feel that?
What he gave a suspension that was really short, and there was nothing that had to be completed in that amount of time. But I know he was watching him, yeah. And he respected, you know, what I showed him. He could see that that was serious. all I tried to
say, if you're counting up 16 days versus 30 days, 152,000 versus
360,000. I don't know if they ever had one. I don't know. I'm talking about comparing Obadike's fund drive with the one we just had. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could have extended the other one too. There was a lot of factors. I mean, nobody wants to do a 3-week fund drive, especially when you've already had four.
Because,
you know, it was in terrible shape when Obadike got there. I understand that.
Right, and that's what we really are talking about.
What it needed was some programming changes.
But my question to you is, did you think that some of the things that were being planned and implemented and worked on and looked at would succeed?
Yeah, I think that some of those things over time would succeed, but I do follow Pacifica really closely, and what I was really concerned about is this Empire State lawsuit and the fact that if our station looks like it's not solvent, then why wouldn't they sell us right off the top? I was always saying that. We've got to do everything we can to up this. And, you know, I understand now that there is, the budget is a lot lower. I mean, it's horrible trying to work losing four people like that. But now you can't just keep having so many fundraisers, so many underwriting and everything else. You know, you need some good programs. So anyway, I'm heartbroken that Alike isn't there anymore. And but at the same time, I know that Bill was doing what he felt would save KPFT, and this body has nothing to do with what he does at the executive director position. If you guys are talking about removing Bill from the board, you think he did as an LSB member, and none of these things rise to the level of removal. It's just doing things that y'all disagree with, and that's not fair. And you're targeting the other two PMB members. It's really really transparent what this body is trying to do.
I have some questions for you. Have you been instructed to create an SOP manual at other jobs? How soon were you given information on work culture?
Object.
I don't know what it is.
What the heck?
Sure,
she's not a job.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
I wasn't, no.
Is there an argument for that? Okay. Are any of these questions for me?
No.
Okay.
I was going to write a question different from what you just said. My question to you is, are you aware of the level of activity on the Pacific and National Board committees? Do you have any idea how many of them are meeting and how many of them are not meeting?
Again, what has that got to do with anything today?
Object.
I don't know, Ted. I tried to not pay attention to any of this stuff anymore.
George, do you have another rebuttal with this?
No.
All right, we're moving on to closing argument. Did you think we'd
have 3 minutes?
Oh, everyone gets that. So.
It's up to you.
You have done an excellent job.
Really?
Could you be our chair?
Yes, would you be the chair, please?
Yeah, that would be great.
PK, are you going to make your closing statement?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I got it. Sorry. Wait, can we take a 3 minute recess?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you'll have to stay here forever.
We've already done that.
That's what I said.
Once a day.
So, we know that besotted dream is one thing, but based on the testimony, even if you have an accident, no, that's okay. Oh, yeah, they're ready to kick this board to the curb.
So, well, I could go through these things and find out that there's been nothing but
success.
I'll let you do that. I wanted to say something about it. Thank you.
I'm like, you're like Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, we won't take that. Well, the DK really had nothing to say. It was Christian. Christian
based on the testimony that I heard, I could not support them. Well, of course they will.
Yeah,
mistake yet again, and another person is held to higher standards, that's inequity. And I think that what we've proven tonight are the inequities that Bill Crozier provided to certain employees and certain people versus others. Certain people get treated bad because they are not part of the in group. Bill said himself, yes, he told someone about firing Dr. Kamau. He told people he trusts. Well, leadership is supposed to build trust. And Bill Crozier has not done that. Someone has said whether or not this rises to the occasion of whether or not somebody should be removed from war. All of us are responsible fiscally and fiduciarily. And that's what they held Dr. Kamau to, that particular standard. But here's the thing that I want you to be real clear about. When I filed the motion to investigate Mr. Crozier, he had not yet fired Dr. Kamau. More than that, though, he fired a woman in California, and he gave her 15 minutes to leave the station. Now, she had a contract, and she had the agreement of the majority of the board. And in fact, he found that out in a meeting when we were talking about that specifically. Checks and balances. If Obadike can't make a decision about his budget and his employees and how he's going to do things because an IED wants him to do it his way, but we can see that the way he wants to do it obviously doesn't work. Why is it that Mr. Crozier gets to make these mistakes and Dr. Kamau does not? More than that, paying Dwayne Bradley smacks of a kind of nepotism. He was fired, or his contract was not to be renewed. And even Rhonda and Wendy and others have said what Dwayne Bradley did not do. But you give the African American, the black man who brought the staff together, who brought programmers together, you give him less than 3 months, and you justify it without giving the same consideration that Bill Crozier messed up. His responsibility is to us as a local station board, and more than just being to us as a local station board, to all of us, not just those individuals that he trusts. Because he's right, I don't trust him. And I don't trust him for a number of reasons, because the patterns of practice seem to gear up towards those that aren't part of his group or his faction. And that is patently unfair. I think tonight we have shown that Dr. Kamau did have a plan and was working that plan. And in working that plan, you could have raised money for the group that's there and the membership and the community that you shut out when you fired this man. I think you should not be able to be on.
This seems to be about good people and bad people. The comparison between the way Obadike was treated and the way Dwayne was treated. The comparison isn't fair. Dwayne consistently met his financial goals, was the most consistent station in the network for a long time. But this is really supposed to be about was there actually some action by Bill which rose to the level of not in the best interest of the foundation? Nothing has been shown. Nothing. There is no violation of the bylaws. You have a letter from Akio Tanaka to that effect, and it's well known.
A little louder, George.
A little louder?
Louder.
Much louder.
It sounds loud to me. Apologies for that. The only thing about the contract is the arbitration agreement, which is Obadiki can still make happen. Bill never heard about that. There's no failing of his in that. Then we have $1 million in revenue projected. The plan for $1 million in revenue, foregone. When we have a station which was failing in the moment. Then we have misappropriated funds. Well, you may think it's a misappropriation. Bill did it in order to assist the development program. It didn't work. But to call it a misappropriation is an intentional misdirection of funds. And Obadike, in fact, agreed to have that happen. And finally, the business about litigation through filings that did not conform to process. There's no one going to be able to litigate because it did conform to process for all the reasons I just said. And finally, lying to government agencies never touched, never happened, nobody said anything about it. And then bribery. It turns out that severance packages, which he didn't have to provide, are called bribery. I'll let Bill finish.
No, thank you, George.
That's not a problem. No. You have to make
what's that? He what? Can't speak?
I can't say anything?
He's on trial. What can he speak?
He's on trial.
I'll tell you what he was going to say.
Yeah, thanks, you.
Okay.
There's a tragedy here. There's a tragedy because of living in our own realities and seeing each other as enemies. We can't reach for each other. We find the problem with factions is the other faction. It's not us. It's not how we hold things. It's not how we hold people. Our interpretations are all correct. We have to get beyond that, folks. The times require that. They're good human beings, right? They acted in the best interest for themselves, as far as they see it, for Pacifica. They both love Pacifica. They're both people whose lives have been devoted to service. We need to stop doing this and getting at each other for no real reason. That's what I have to say.
Thank you.
I'm going to explain the next process, and it's a little complicated. So please pay attention. You can follow along with me on page 667 of the packet that I handed out. The question before the assembly is, Mr. Carter guilty of the charge and the specifications preferred against him? Each of the specifications, and then the charge will be read, open to debate, and voted on separately. However, if anyone requests a written ballot, all of the votes will be delayed until the end, and I have ballots that we can use to vote on. If one of the specifications is found guilty, okay, let me say this in a better way. If none of the specifications are found guilty, then the charge cannot be found guilty. If one of the specifications is found guilty, the charge can be found guilty or not guilty, but that specification that we found guilty can incur a penalty. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read a specification. We're going to discuss it. I'm saying for 5 minutes, if that's okay with everyone, for each specification. And then if someone asks for a written ballot, we'll wait till the end. If someone doesn't, then we'll vote at the end of each one.
I'd like a clarification
of
what this is. The bylaws require if someone is to be removed from the...
Let me get to the penalty. Can I do that next?
Sure.
Okay. So if there is a guilty verdict on any of the specifications or on the charge, then PK presents a motion for the penalty. At that point, that motion needs to be seconded. It's amendable and debatable. And then we vote. And we'll follow the bylaws in terms of which penalties require which kinds of votes. That answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone want us to do a written ballot? Then it'll be a roll call vote. Okay, great. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with specification A. I'm going to read it. We'll have 5 minutes of debate. I'll go for and against. Sorry. And then we'll vote. Bill is not voting. I do not vote unless it's a tie, and then I make that decision. Okay. Specification A. And actually, I'm going to pass these out. These were supposed to be our written ballots, and they're all, they have little codes on them, but just use them to read the charges with
people. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to read it just to save time, but it'll be in front of you. We're on specification A. We need the specifications first and then the charge. Specification A. On 7-14-2017, Mr. Crozier fired IGM Dr. Obidi K. Kamau in a manner that is inconsistent with Pacifica bylaws and Dr. Kamau's employment agreement, straining ties between KPFT, Pacifica, and the Houston community that supports them. I'm going to give us 5 minutes to discuss. If we can do it faster, let's do it. Would someone like to speak on the guilty side?
Yes, on this count, the question is whether or not
Why are these color coded?
For voting.
What?
They were going to be for voting. They're not for voting.
Okay.
So and just to clarify, okay to vote, is it okay if I give every speaker 1 minute?
You did this ahead of time.
And I'm going to do 6 minutes of discussion.
Yeah, they
so
all
that
did.
It's
she
that.
Did it. Not go him. Ahead. She did it. And all it was if we did vote, we need
really
to strict. And that would be your vote.
If I could have the
I understand that.
But we're not passing it back in. This is just us.
The point is that it was done prior.
Yes,
she did it. It's okay.
Are we ready?
It would be a stretch for a reasonable-minded individual who has no bias in this case are the individuals itself, to not conclude based on the Chronicle, based on all the other information that's come before this body in the last 6 to 8 months from the larger community, from all youth, from all communities, that this has been a disruption. This has been an affront to what KPFT has said it stood for the last 50 years in this community. And it certainly reeks of racism, given that all of the replacements have been white folks. The man who was replaced by the man who had the qualifications of radio, of education, of experience in management, of raising millions of dollars when given the opportunity, you would have to stretch to say that this has not impacted in a negative way, and that this man did not consider the ramifications that it would have on our community.
Would anyone you have to prove yourself or not guilty?
Bob Marks.
Okay. I would like to just say that I think that at this point we should move for dismissal of these charges, because this cannot be a proceeding under the bylaws, because there was never any notice given that this was a proceeding under the bylaws as mandated by the bylaws 30 days in advance. It's not on KPFTX. It's not in the motion that was passed to send this for investigation. There is no reference to the bylaw provisions for sanctions. And this can't possibly be sanctioned under Section 63, which is the part of Robert's rules that you passed out, because the PNB, Pacifica National Board, affirms that the executive director has the sole authority to hire and fire an interim general manager. This authority is clearly spelled out in the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 9, Section 7, which reads, and then it goes on to read.
Would anyone like to speak for guilty?
Me.
Address.
Are you going to rule on this vote?
You need to rule.
To vote on my motion?
There wasn't a motion.
I moved to dismiss.
That's not one of the motions I can take right now.
Well, then it's the whole proceeding is out of order.
Of course.
I do
move to adjourn.
Ahead.
Second.
There's been a move to adjourn and a second.
He's going to be here.
Wait, there's been a move to adjourn and a second. Can we have a vote?
Sure, we can.
Who would like to vote to adjourn? Raise your hand.
Oh, I don't think. I don't know.
Actually, I don't want to. I don't want to resolve.
I'd like to get it done with it.
You seconded it.
Yeah, no. Change my mind.
What, do this again some other time?
Yeah, I changed my mind because I'm fluid.
Adriana has the floor.
Is voting clear?
Yes.
Then you can vote.
Yeah, I know about that.
That here, one of the charges is that Mr. Crozier fired. Only take him out in a manner that is inconsistent with Pacifica bylaws. Everybody, all the members that are sitting at this table, and I hope that the rest, know that the Article 7 Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, said the both the executive director and or the LSV may initiate the process to fire the station general manager. However, to effectuate it, both the executive director and the LSV must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSV cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager shall be made by the board of directors. This shows exactly
that
how that was.
Is there someone who would like to speak for not guilty?
Yes, I'd like to read a letter from Akio Tanaka, the Secretary of the PNB. The President of the Foundation shall be referred to as the Executive Director. The Executive Director shall be the General Manager, Chief Executive Officer, and Chief Administrator of the Foundation. He, she shall be selected, supervised, and paid. Let me finish that. Whereas Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica Bylaws do provide a role to the local station board in their decision to hire or fire a general manager, where it states both the executive and director and or the LSB may initiate the process to fire a general manager. However, to effectuate, both the executive director and the LSB must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager should be made by the board of directors, and they have done so.
Read the next section, Jack. Yeah, read the next section.
Read the next section.
Would someone like to speak for guilty?
We did.
Where do you say?
Someone like to speak for guilty.
The next paragraph.
Okay.
Okay.
That section of the bylaws does not apply.
Your time is up. It is Ted's turn.
Oh, you don't want to hear the information?
Ted.
You sure you don't want to hear the information of the bylaw?
Your time is up. You're out of order. Ted.
Okay. A lot has been said about Bill Crozier and his work in terms of the Empire State Building negotiation. That has been a total failure. Regarding the Wendy's assertion we should only deal with locally, we have found out at every local station board meeting in the last few months that the PMB committees, and he's the executive director of the foundation, are virtually not functioning. That's under his leadership.
And ask her to read it.
Under Dwayne Bradley, Wendy Schrelzel's membership had dropped by about 50%. Yet Crozier supported Dwayne Bradley. That's his judgment for about 16 years.
That's time. Is there a speaker for not guilty?
Yes.
Elaine?
I'll read the next paragraph where Deb left off. This section of the bylaws does not apply to interim appointments. Furthermore, even in the case of a permanent general manager, the final decision to hire or terminate employment rest in the hands of the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation with the concurrence of the Pacifica National Board. The chair of the local station board has absolutely no authority to hire or fire an interim general manager or, for that matter, a permanent general manager.
Delatoris.
point of information.
You have 15 more seconds.
That is
the
bylaw.
Elaine has 15 more seconds.
Pardon?
And the bylaws?
Go ahead, Elaine.
And the bylaws that she just read, that section right above there.
Yeah, tell her the section so she can look it up.
That's the end of the debate that we agreed upon.
Okay.
We're going to vote. We've had 6 minutes
of discussion.
We're going to do this for each specification. You still want to? Okay.
The next section.
Excuse me,
I was reading off this.
We're going to be here all night if we keep interrupting each other and stopping the time. Let each other speak. Adrian.
Have a document, and you're going to change things around. The I means a difference. Interim general manager has a different set of rules for non interim general manager. Then you have to apply that consistently throughout the entire document. And as such, the IED would have absolutely no authority to fire the GM anyway because he has an I in front of his name.
No,
you can't
not true.
Just choose when you're going to make the I make a difference and when you're going to make the I not make a difference based on what you wanted to. So that argument is flawed from beginning to end.
All of them are flawed.
Yes,
that we need your election.
Cliff, you're out of order.
Somebody is the guilty person in the world.
And the PNC decided to
come to order.
No.
You have 5 more seconds.
And the PNB made the decision afterward to support Bill Crozier, not before.
That's time. Is there a speaker for not guilty?
Is there a speaker for not guilty? Bob, speaker for not guilty?
I'm going to ask one more time. Is there a speaker for not guilty?
I'll speak if nobody else is going to speak. Here's the bottom line. Bill Crozier is doing this job. Okay, first of all, this has nothing to do with him as a board member. You're wanting to challenge him on the things that he did as the interim executive director. I haven't heard anything on here that speaks to his action as a board member. This LSB can't do anything about Bill Crozier as the IED unless you want to make a recommendation to the PNB. And I'm going to make it real clear to you. Yeah. So he's still going to be the executive director. And you can all be sued personally. Personally, not the foundation, personally. I suggest and am giving you the very good advice that you think real hard about what you're doing.
You have 5 more seconds.
I voted against continuing, but since we're continuing, I want to speak for you.
Then you have to move to continue the debate.
Oh, no, in this case, no.
Okay, we are going to vote. We're going to do our move.
Jeez, I hope they don't find you guilty. I mean, you wouldn't be able to attend any of these meetings anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a roll call vote. Do you have the roll call for us?
Yes.
So this is just on specification A. On 7/14/2017, Mr. Crozier fired IGM Dr. Obadike Kamau in a manner that is inconsistent with Pacifica bylaws and Dr. Kamau's employment agreement, straining ties between KPFT, Pacifica, and the Houston community that supports them. You may vote guilty, not guilty, or abstain. I'll report it. I have a chart up there if someone wants to keep tally to be more transparent.
Could
someone from the audience do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one tally for each vote. And I'll write down names so we know. All right.
Adriana Castaneda.
Adriana Castaneda for EDP.
What?
Elaine Duncan.
Not guilty.
Anissa Faruqi.
Guilty.
Adrian LaViolette.
LaViolette, guilty.
Jerry Lynch.
Guilty.
Robert Mark.
Not guilty.
PK McCary.
Guilty.
Susie Moreno.
Guilty.
Deb Shafto.
Not guilty.
Myself, Ted Weisskopf, guilty. Rhonda Garner.
Not guilty.
Robert Gartner.
Guilty.
Wally James.
Not guilty.
Joseph Davis.
Guilty.
Cliff Smith.
Stay.
Rita Washington.
Can I pass and come back?
Well, there's only two people, but yes. One okay, more.
Thank you.
Guilty as charged.
Rita Washington.
Oh, okay. I say guilty on that charge.
And Casey Sinclair.
Well, I'm not voting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 11 guilty.
Yes.
And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 not guilty.
Yes.
And I have 1 abstention.
Yes.
So specification A gets the verdict of guilty. Specification B, by firing IGM Dr. Kamau, Mr. Crozier derailed an estimated $1 million in revenue. Would anyone like to? We're going to do 6 minutes, unless you want to extend.
Vote on it?
Rick,
cool.
You're out of order. Who would like to speak for guilty? Is there anyone? Ted.
Bye, bye,
quiet.
He's being disrespectful
out here. I guess we should all stand up and shout.
All right, Ted.
Okay. The key word here is estimated. We had a process in place where we were about to do this underwriting, community sponsorships. It had brought in approximately $20,000 here in Houston in the first month. You multiply that by 12 months, and then, as was the case with Wayne Bradley, general managers were talking with other general managers throughout the foundation. By removing Dr. Kamau from this position and not letting the other general managers throughout the network, you come up with a hell of a lot of money. If it's $1 million, I'm not sure, but it's a hell of a lot of money, and this was killed by this decision.
Anyone want to speak for not guilty? For specification B?
I just think that you cannot find him guilty of derailing a hypothetical amount of money and revenue we might have had. And there's no evidence. No, there was no data given. There was no information at the trial. There was no evidence that he derailed $1 million, and therefore you cannot find him guilty of that charge.
You have 30 more seconds.
Okay. You say his underwriting is still
continuing.
You say his underwriting is still continuing. Why won't you? I didn't. Was I supposed to be called?
No.
Okay. So that's true.
Okay. When I call your name, can you raise? raise your hand, please?
We have members present.
I know, I did.
May I say something, please?
I don't need
We have 19 members. If you're voting and you need it, it means
17.
11 plus 6 is 16. We have 12 to 5.
We have one abstain.
Please stop doing this. Who would like to vote to speak for guilty on specification B? Anyone?
Again, we're stating that it's derailed, and it was derailed. There's no sense in missing words. Everything was derailed. And an estimated $1 million is based on the projected revenues. So I don't know how else we're supposed to calculate it. So it was derailed, and it was an estimated $1 million.
You're not the chair.
Would like to speak for not guilty. Yes?
I'd like to speak for not guilty.
Okay, can I choose Jerry?
Yes.
I think that's just so extremely speculative, I don't think it's worthy of the charge, to be honest with you. And so that's my opinion of that. He either fired him or he didn't fire him, but then it's speculating about the amount of things. It's not worthy of a potential charge.
There's someone who would like to speak for guilty? Okay.
There was a lot that was derailed in the way and the manner by which it was done. The firing of DK, which seems retaliatory, but
you're bringing it.
Rest on that.
No.
However, one of the things that was happening was that the people at other stations, that there were groups at the other LSBs who were very, very, very interested in what we were doing. And projections are part of being and, you know, that's not an unreasonable amount. $1 million is nothing. It was doable. And we knew it was doable. But you have to ask yourself, not why he would do it, but what he gets out of.
I would like to. The efforts for the fundraising, that grant writing proposal is still going on. It didn't terminate. It's still going on. It may not have his energy. It's still going on. We don't know what the underwriting may pan out less than that, may pan out more than that, but the situation hasn't changed radically.
Adriana Cassane. Elaine Duncan.
Not guilty.
Anissa Ferrucci.
Abstention.
Chair, can you repeat the vote?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We're voting on specification B by firing IGM Dr. Kamau. Mr. Crozier derailed an estimated $1 million in revenue.
No, I mean, when somebody votes and you say guilty or not guilty.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. We've got five and three. Person,
Anissa.
We've got one and one.
Yeah,
one.
Okay. Adrian Laviolette.
Guilty.
Jerry Lynch.
Abstain.
Robert Mark.
Not guilty.
P.K. McCary.
Guilty.
Susie Moreno.
Stay.
Deb Shafto.
Not guilty.
Myself, guilty. Rhonda Garner.
Not guilty.
Robert Gardner.
Guilty.
Paulie James.
Not guilty.
Joseph Davis.
Not guilty.
Cliff Smith.
Abstain.
Rita Washington.
Now, wait a minute.
Cliff Smith. Abstain. Rita Washington.
Abstain.
Dwayne Lark.
Charge not proven. Not guilty.
And Casey Sinclair.
I'm going to see back to vote. Guilty, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not guilty, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Abstentions, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that what you have, Matthew?
Yes, it is.
So the ruling is not guilty. I'm going to uphold that. I'm not going to vote. So specification B is not guilty.
I know we're going to do
that.
Just clarify. To be guilty in this, is it a majority vote?
Yes, each of these is a majority.
Okay.
The penalties get trickier, but these are all majority. Specification C. Mr. Crozier misappropriated funds by extending the employment of former GM Dwayne Bradley. There's someone who would speak for guilty. Ted.
Yeah, we go through the process of doing an annual budget. We then vote on it. We send it to the national board. There was nothing in our budget that was changed, and it could have been. There was nothing that was changed to create a line item to pay Dwayne Bradley the kind of money that he was paid for that extension of his contract. This was just something that Bill Crozier did by edict, the dictatorial way he has operated throughout this whole process, and therefore, what he did was grounds for a guilty vote on this matter.
Is there someone who would speak for not guilty? Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there someone who would speak for not guilty?
Very briefly. Accusing someone of misappropriating funds is a crime. There's been no evidence that he isn't guilty of anything but bad judgment. He didn't put anything, or at least the evidence didn't support he put anything in his pocket. And so, therefore, I don't think that the evidence supports that allegation.
Is there a speaker for guilty?
Yes. Even the gentleman who just spoke indicated or admitted that it may have been stupid, it may have been inaccurate, it may have been bad judgment, and therefore bad judgment does rise. You don't have to put it in your pocket. Nepotism and all other kinds of things are part of misappropriating. Misappropriating simply means that you're not doing it in the best judgment, in your own best judgment, in the best judgment of a reasonable person. So you would have to stretch to believe that what he did in this site was in fact not guilty, because it's clear that he was protecting his friend. It's clear he was giving corporation money to someone who didn't deserve it, someone who had proven to be inept in his job, and that's why we got rid of him. And yet he kept them alone. So it's clear the money he spent on health care and other things for this particular person was a buddy-buddy thing. It is in the worst interest of the community and in the worst interest of the fiduciary responsibility of his position.
Speaker for not guilty.
If nobody else will, I will.
Yeah.
Okay. There were a couple of things involved, and I haven't checked these out for accuracy, but Dwayne Bradley was a station manager for many years. He was heckled unmercifully by some people on this board. I am not trying to defend his performance in any way, but I do know that nobody gets better with constant heckling. I think that his hiring for this interim period was an attempt to make the transition easier. I think that it may be very well true, as I've heard, that Dwayne did not do the job, that he was slacking off and so on. He may have been completely demoralized. I don't know. But the idea of hiring to... Excuse me! What, you're gesticulating over there? Okay.
I stopped your time, Jen. You have 5 more seconds.
You go
when people... Please stop, Adriana.
I didn't gesticulate at all. I've looked at him constantly, that's all.
I'm starting your time. 5 more seconds.
Okay. I think that it may have turned out to be a mistake, but it was not Bill's mistake. If Dwayne did not perform,
time.
That's Dwayne's problem, not Bill's.
Is there a speaker for Bill?
Yes. I want to make 3 points. Not only was this action hiring basically Bill's friend to keep him with his families for health insurance, which is a direct violation, the first paragraph of the Pacifica mission statement, we are not here to serve the benefit of any individual. Secondly, during the the last MSRC process that Gray Miley was reviewed. He actively joined the committee and attempted to sabotage the completion of the minutes to sabotage the process. And lastly, during the previous years in which the MSRC could have met in that faction with the control of the floor, they never actually completed, and they gave Dwayne Bradley a pass and never did the evaluations, so they wouldn't have to face the real performance. This sets a pattern of supporting people as individuals against the interests of the foundation. Thank you.